Thursday, February 23rd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Department of Homeland Security projected that a wall on the rest of the Mexican border would cost $22 billion and take 3.5 years to finish. Donald, of course, says he can get it done for half that much in less time, and it'll be the biggest, most beautiful wall ever built. Ironically, polls show that a fairly good majority of the American people do not want the wall built, but Donald has boxed himself into following through with the wall, having made it a campaign promise. I don't think Congress has the stones to offend his supporters by stopping him. The reason that this cost estimate was higher than others is the estimate for the time it will take acquiring the land through eminent domain. Trump has used eminent domain many times before, but has not always been successful, with his business blocked by the court in New Jersey. The project would likely be the most extensive use of government land confiscation in the country's history, as the U.S. needs to own all the 1,954 miles yet to be acquired along the border. 1,254 miles of that is in Texas, and the government now owns only 100 miles of it. The government has the right under the Fifth Amendment to use eminent domain to seize the property in return for just compensation. Confiscation has been frowned upon in the Lone Star State, where they are used to paying more for what land is worth to get it. There is a wall built along some of the southern border now with a 2006 congressional authorization for 700 miles more. The hang-up has been getting through the eminent domain process. It is an expensive, time-consuming process working its way through federal courts, something else that Donald has shown no patience for. The government has sometimes been forced to settle for 10 times their initial offer. This isn't negotiating an easement as in pipe or power lines. This is for government to gain ownership of the land. There are hundreds of landowners to deal with, and Donald is not going to use the art of a deal on them all. I think he is more apt to try to declare some kind of national security emergency and let the military seize the property. He would not shy away from publicly listing the landowners and declaring them to be unpatriotic to shame them into selling. Politically, he will have to be able to point to some portion of newly constructed wall and shout, "Look at what I built." There are places where a physical wall should not be built, where a virtual wall would make more sense. He also has to find a way to screw the Mexicans into paying for it against their will. He also has to find a way to screw the Mexicans into paying for it against their will. The wall thing is mostly about optics, so that he has to build enough physical wall to satisfy his supporters that he has fulfilled his campaign promise. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Mexico City, and the trip is reportedly not going well. The latest demand that the Trump administration wants the Mexicans to dance to is to accept deportations of Hispanics who are not Mexicans. This seems like an absurd demand. 40% of illegal immigrants are here in the United States because they overstayed their visas, so there may be no way to know whether they came across the Mexican border or not. Over half of those crossing the Mexican border are not Mexicans. The wall needs to be built on the southern border of Mexico. Trump is going to have to apply an awful lot of vinegar to get the Mexicans to choke down all of his demands. He is treating them with total lack of respect, and it is not going to go well. Instead of improving border security with Mexico, the opposite may be likely going to result. Trump has asked U.S. agencies to identify and quantify all sources of aid given to the Mexican government over the last 5 years. He must be going to give them the bill for that, too. What has been a period of high cooperation in all aspects of border security will come to an end. Trade was not discussed in the meeting, but it will be linked. This looks like a build-up to something akin to a war. Trump will say that he loves the Mexican people while he vilifies the country, and his core support will cheer it on. We will soon see how much the Mexicans will take. One thing that has been helping U.S. exports currently is concern of global traders and end users of currency weakness against the dollar. The Chinese expect yuan weakness, so buying soy as a currency hedge makes sense to them. If the yuan declines, the price of U.S. soybeans goes up, even if the price doesn't change in dollars. The price of Chinese corn will get cheaper when their currency devalues, so more may enter the export market. There are other trade concerns that make locking up needed supply ahead a prescription for sleeping at night. President Trump is our disruptor-in-chief. The anticipation that world events are entering an unpredictable era makes just-in-time inventory management carry more risk. Commercial interests will react to those concerns. It is likely giving markets the appearance of having a stronger export outlook than is deserved relative to the risk. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.